What's happening, everybody? You're now tuning into the Producer's Corner with Spud Too Tight. And man, I have a very special show for you today. For everybody that follows me and people who are around me, you know how much of a gear junkie I am for equipment and new music platforms that's available and that's coming out in current and future times. On the phone with me, I have a visionary when it comes to bringing those technologies to the market for audio and video production and things. He's currently the CEO and president of Studio One Entertainment. Please welcome and put your hands together for Mr. Larry Rickman. How's it going, Larry?
Hello, Spud. It's going great. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, man, it's truly an honor, Larry. Man, pleasure's all mine, believe me.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Man, Larry, you have such a diverse background as a business pioneer tycoon. I mean, you've done everything from owning a Canadian Football League football team to bringing out new audio video production equipment. I mean, I followed your career all the way back to Q-Sound, where you developed the stereo processor that developed, you know, emulated 3D sound or stereo source. So, man, I'm very, you know, familiar with some of the products that were out back in the day, but man, you're on something new and something that's groundbreaking now. And the MyStudio.net, I mean, that's truly a great invention, man.
This one was interesting. It was a friend of mine, Paul Fisher, who was actually a modeling manager for Naomi Campbell and a bunch of really big names. He came up with this idea of putting a photo booth into a modeling studio, and he showed me the deal, and it just really evolved. And when American Idol hit, I realized, oh my gosh, forget about the modeling booth. Let's make an opportunity or give the public an opportunity to showcase their talents. I mean, American Idol showed us there's millions of people out there, and they want an opportunity to be seen, and that's really where it started. But we're all techies that are involved with the company ultimately. So it evolved from sort of a studio to do additions for, you know, American Idol style products to what we consider to be a full-blown audio and video recording studio of professional quality.
Amazing. Now, you know, you're no stranger to the music side, Larry. I mean, you've dipped into a lot of different business ventures back in the day, from developing products and, you know, running labels and things. Is music kind of like your background for business? Is that really where your vision and passion is?
Not always, but really, I mean, music is definitely has my interest in my heart. I started out, I had a couple rock bands when I was a teenager. Neither of them memorable, but I got in the entertainment business, and I soon got involved with a couple of brilliant inventors, Danny Lowe and John Leeds. We started a company called Q-Sound, and we developed some really fantastic patented audio technologies. Jimmy Iovine, the legend, came on as the senior VP music. We had Bob Clearmountain and Bob Ezrin, and Shelly Yakis joined us, and it was a music and audio technology company, and we brought several products to market. And as you said earlier, I switched gears for a while and got into the pro football game. There was an amazing opportunity to own a team, and that was really fun for 6 years. But the reality is, music and entertainment is really my big interest, and that's how we ended up founding the Studio One and the My Studio companies.
Amazing. You know, man, congratulations. I know that Rodney Jerkins also signed on board with My Studio, man, as a board member. I mean, that's just truly phenomenal.
He is just, Rodney is, you know, Rodney's probably, and a few people won't like hearing this, but he's probably the biggest and best producer producing music today in the world. I mean, he's just absolutely talented, both in the engineering, production, visionary. It was just a huge privilege to have him involved. And in fact, we have two more big names in the music business joining our advisory board, and you'll be hearing about them in the next couple of weeks.
Phenomenal. Now, Larry, one thing that struck my attention, because I'm a music producer also with an engineering background, the new product that you're bringing out, the Aftermaster, Man, I definitely want to talk about that in great detail and kind of go into the background and really explain to me and to the public that's listening, what exactly is the Aftermaster?
Okay, but this is, and it's pretty bold, we think it's probably one of the biggest breakthroughs in music and audio since digital music. What we've found is a way to sort of shatter the digital zero ceiling. We're able to take either newly mixed or newly mastered music or old catalog music and process it through our Aftermaster system, very similar to doing a regular audio master. And what we get, though, is we get a product that is several dB louder, that is, we think, sounds much better, is much bigger, is much wider, and it's just a big noticeable jump. The public is used to hearing a remastered album. We're taking this to a whole new level, and Rodney signed on early. He's just been fabulous, and we've done a song for Janet Jackson. I can't give you all the names of the upcoming projects, but it's really a who's who of major artists that are scheduled to use Aftermaster, both for new albums as well as catalog. So really, what this is, it's a new process for mastering music, but we're actually not going after the mastering business. This is a process, and that's why we call it that. It's called Aftermaster, where we take a finished song, it has been produced, it's been mastered, and we take it to whole new levels.
Amazing. You know, there's so many products out there, Larry, I'm pretty sure you're familiar with, anyway, that, you know, they do a pretty decent job of, you know, bringing in and normalizing your levels and supposedly adding the extra harmonics and... you know, just trying to give you the more finished results of a production of a finished CD, commercial CD. Is the Aftermaster, is it going to be software, hardware? Is it going to be a standalone device, or is it going to require a host like a PC or a Mac host to host?
The business model now is that we are doing the mastering ourselves. Shelly Yakis, the fellow that I mentioned earlier, Shelly's been a friend of mine for over 20 years. Shelly and Ari Blitz head up our audio team. Shelly, as you probably know, started engineering for John Lennon, Tom Petty, U2. He's done Madonna, he's done Bruce. He's recognized as one of the top audio engineers in the world. In fact, Bono nominated him for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I brought Shelly on to develop this process as well as develop the audio technologies for the My Studio recording studios. And together with our audio team, we are getting raw master mixes and finished masters as well as catalog, and we're doing the Aftermastering ourselves in our own studio facilities. We have a 10,000 square foot facility in Scottsdale, and in fact, we're moving into our own mastering studio and live room and control room at Crossroads of the World on Sunset and Highland. I think we move in the next 45 days. So we're actually doing the mastering ourselves. Ultimately, though, over time, I think that being a hardware and software package that it will, you know, be made available to mastering studios and recording studios simply because of the volume of work. And we're talking about, I mean, we think this can be applied to, you know, virtually any tune new or old.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Larry, I started recording, I would say around 88, 89. And this is back in the days of analog recording where everything was still tape. You know, I was only 14 at the time, but during my mixes, everything sounded great going in. Even the mix down was fairly decent. But, you know, I've always found myself referencing my own CDs to commercial CDs. And volume was always the hurdle for me. It's like,
yep,
man,
I
just want to
totally get that.
You know what I mean? So it's like you have a clean track and the song is clean and it's balanced, but you know, you turn on a commercial CD and it's just blasting decibels. I mean, it's blasting your ears off, but you put your CD on and just levels just drop. You know, before I had the education of, you know, compression and, you know, other internal effects that'll really hurt my signals, but this would have been a lifesaver for me years ago.
You know, Spud, you're really bringing up a good point. The problem is, you know, the loudness wars have been present since music came out. Everybody wants their music to be as loud or louder as the next album. And of course, from a pure standpoint, from an analog standpoint, I mean, we're all analog fans. I mean, Shelley, as I said, he started with John Lennon. So I mean, we're not really young guys. And the problem is, though, with digital music, as soon as you try and push it, as soon as you try and get those levels, you end up adding what we call compression distortion. As soon as you start to compress it, it ends up distorting. As soon as you want to, you know, cross digital zero, of course, it breaks up. It sounds horrible. And that's the ceiling that I was talking about that we have broken. It's absolutely amazing that they were able to do it. But digital zero, I don't want to say it doesn't exist. Of course it exists. But I'm talking about taking music multiple dBs louder, without sort of the all of the negatives that you would get when you try and push a track. So that's for whether it's an amateur or a pro, it allows people to get music much bigger without sacrificing the quality of the music.
So is the low end still going to be beefy and thick enough to even with the playback through the Aftermaster?
I'm sorry, Spud, I lost part of that question.
With the lower end of the track still be thick and beefy and creamy as running it through the Aftermaster? Because sometimes, you know, again, these are other manufacturers. You run it through the Cygna, and I found that the lower end, the bottom end of the track, kind of gets squashed. It's not as big and wide as I would like it to be. Does the Aftermaster still purify that Cygna and keep it, I would say, flat without adding the extra color?
Exactly, but no, you know, you're exactly right, and that's been the biggest problem. I mean, a lot of the processes, and I won't get into names or into software, but you know, it just makes everything harsh. It takes away the bottom end. You know, someone like Rodney Jerkins, who's producing, you know, some really big music for, you know, the Lady Gagas and Janet and Pitbull and so on. I can tell you, he's one of the fussiest guys out there, and our bottom is incredibly strong. And in fact, we have the ability to adjust the bottom. We have the ability to bring out the vocals. So this is not a circuitry. It's not a black box like they've had in the past. This is literally a system where an engineer sits there and basically creates a master, but doesn't have the same limits that they would normally have with a mixing console and a traditional master.
Amazing, man. Another cutting edge technology product that I hope it comes out very soon. I would love to, you know, get my hands on it and test A and B some things. That would just be phenomenal. Because again, it's like you have a good balanced mix, but a lot of guys who I work with on the side that I'm mentoring, you know, their mixes just fall short of just the overall brightness and the volume. It's balanced, but again, having that extra overall volume without squashing your sound, it's been really hard for a lot of prosumer equipment users
exactly.
out there. So, you know, go ahead.
Sure, exactly. No, and you just hit it on the head. I mean, the prosumer is really the word.
Definitely. You know, Larry, what I found interesting and what's nice about mystudio.net, you know, I feel that, you know, as a producer, you know, you're approached by a lot of artists locally and maybe just guys that you run into that are putting a CD together. But man, I don't know, maybe it's just my luck, but having a demo on hand with them is impossible. You know, then you get the excuses like, oh man, I don't have money for studio time. I don't have a producer to work with. I just feel that this would be a really good vessel for up and coming artists to go through my studio. Put a little demo package together. I mean, ultimately, you're going to sound better singing someone else's song than you would your own at times because you hear it every day and there's other people around you that are just kind of like throwing that song because it's a good radio, ear-friendly candy radio song.
Sure.
So, you know, having going somewhere like my studio, having production done as a single and presenting yourself with a video really helps the producer get a vision of where you're coming from and the deliverance as an artist. So, you know, I just think that everybody should and will be taking advantage of that service to you.
Well, Spider, let me take it one step further. It's kind of, I won't say it's a secret, but once you go on the website and you play some of the videos, it'll become apparent very quickly from an audio perspective we have, and this is really, and it's an all an offshoot of the Aftermaster technology. When somebody goes into that studio, whether they put their own background track on, or they play a guitar live, or they plug in a guitar or a keyboard, it doesn't matter. It could be multiple vocalists, multiple instruments. We have this amazing technology where we, through one single mic, take this signal and process it through, you know, a very complex computer system. But what we do is we can actually recognize the elements of those different instruments and those voices. We mix and master them to a balanced level. So if you go on the site and you click on, probably go to the featured videos, but if you click on some of those videos, you're going to hear people in that studio with an acoustic guitar sounding just like that acoustic guitar was separately mic'd from their vocals. So we're actually picking up the acoustic guitar, picking up their vocals, and balancing them, taking them to the same level. And we had to get to this point, and we never thought we could, because we had people going into our, you know, prototype. We had kids singing, we had adults singing, strong singers, and then they'd bring karaoke tracks or background tracks, and frankly, it was a mess, because some people were drowned out, some people were way too loud. So we actually do the function of a regular recording studio, where we do a great recording with reverb, which is set specifically for whatever the person's doing, whether it's a cappella or they're doing an instrument or they're doing a karaoke. We do this, what we think is a fantastic recording. We then mix it in terms of the levels, which is what's done in the studio, and then we master it with the Aftermaster technology. So when people get their videos and they've paid their $20 and they've recorded their music video, they can actually have something that is absolutely commercially viable. And in fact, we allow an MP3 download from each of the videos. So we have many artists that go in the studio, record a video, but they also pull their audio track off separately and then using it for their promo purposes.
Now, when you're actually doing the recording sessions, are you using a particular DAW format sequencer like Logic Pro or Pro Tools, or do you have your
own? I can tell you this, and I'm not being vague about the secret sauce, but we actually use a combination of, and we don't use Pro Tools, I can tell you that, from a control standpoint, but we use a combination of existing software packages and bundles and plugins like everybody else. But we also spent, and I mean seven figures, we spent a lot of money and time developing our own audio. And I, just as you said, it's an audio sequencing software system where it can pick up all these elements and automatically do the processing. It was very difficult. I mean, it took, I can't even tell you how many people and how many hours, because, of course, you can always fool a machine. So we'd have a fabulous setting for somebody going in with an acoustic guitar, and then you'd have somebody else going in, and it ended up sounding weak. But this studio can literally recognize all of those different signals.
Wow. Are you using any external converters for the sound, or are you going directly to your hardware sound cards?
What we do is we create several files right on site. So right after during the time, everything's done in real time, basically. And minutes after you finish your session, everything gets sent to our servers, but it's been converted. The MP3 file has been created. The audio has been married on to several files. One of them, a huge, what we call broadcast quality 300 meg file with, you know, really high-end audio quality. We also have a high-res version for the website and a low-res version. And all of that conversion, everything's done right on site. There's actually 9 computers in the studio.
Wow, and they're all hosted together off the server?
Yes, they are. Well, again, it's all processed right in the studio, and then it just sends out the one final big file to our server, which we end up hosting.
Amazing. Man, you definitely have a perfect shop there, Larry. This equipment is just phenomenal. Man, is there any plans of, you know, signing or finding new talent and promoting it through music.net or your Studio One Entertainment?
Definitely. Definitely. We just incorporated, you'll see, it's kind of buried in our filings, but Studio went to a public company, but in our filings, you'll see we've incorporated My Studio Music and My Studio Management. Our audio is all done through My Studio Audio Labs. With the people that are involved with this company, I mean, it's just our future of course is to find talent for labels and for contests and many other people. But we absolutely believe that this will be the ultimate A&R machine as we get national. We've already partnered up with the Grammy Foundation, so we do auditions for their Grammy Camp and Grammy Jazz Ensemble. We did a groundbreaking deal with EMI Music Publishing, where people can come to our studio and create music videos legally using popular music. So they can pick a 50 Cent song, they can pick a Madonna song, go in that studio, create a video using it, put it on the web for unlimited views legally. We pay all of the royalties. So these partnerships that we've been doing very much help to develop the product. But ultimately, we believe that we're going to find some amazing talent. And with people like Rodney Jerkins and Ted Fields on our advisory board, some really, what I would consider really important people in the media and the entertainment business. And ultimately, we all believe that we're going to find some amazing talent, whether it's in Wichita, Kansas, or it's in London, England. There's people out there not only that have amazing talent, but I think there's new forms of music. People don't, they get buried on YouTube. They get buried on MySpace. And I'm not being critical about those sites, but it's very difficult to be found and seen on these major sites that have hundreds of millions of people visiting them. And we truly think that this the studio, when we're in multiple cities, which is now happening, we're finally expanding, we think the future is in creating some real superstars.
I agree. I think another two, A&R definitely uses as a good vessel for finding talent. I always kind of, I'm not an A&R person, but I have a good ear for, completing great music because I'm a producer. But
sure.
I've just always imagined the A&R just like, man, I wish I just had one centralized location to find right. The top-notch talent, without getting, bombarded from different avenues and different, doors that people use to get their music submitted. But, man, having that centralized location for talent and also for the artist that's coming up, man, you have a complete package for yourself. You have a video and you have a song to display to the A&R rep with great high-definition sound. Man, you can't go wrong there.
Right, exactly. And it's right now, I'm not saying that it won't be as easy when we're big, but right now, we have a studio in Arizona. We have a studio in our showroom in Los Angeles, which is in the old Playboy building on Sunset. We use that to showcase the product, but we're now expanding. As I mentioned earlier, we're going into Nashville. In fact, the studio will be open on March the 15th, so less than a couple weeks. We're going into Miami and New York and Seattle and Dallas. The point being, the talent that can go in that studio now with a handful of studios has an amazing opportunity to be seen by some really important people in the entertainment business. You'd be surprised who visits our site. Now, when we have 500 studios out, we're probably going to have the same problem where people start to get buried. But there's an amazing opportunity, we think, for up-and-coming artists to be discovered on our site in the coming months.
Hey, you got to strike when the fire's hot,
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, Larry, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, man. I just can't thank you enough for coming on my show and chopping it up with me. I would love to have you back and talk about your new endeavors, and you definitely got a spot here at the Producer's Corner.
Spud, thank you so very, very much for the opportunity, and I look forward to talking to you soon and giving you an update on all the exciting things that we're doing.
Sounds great. Be looking forward
Thanks
to it.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. And a big shout out to Mr. Larry Rickman for coming on the show and chopping it up with me. And it was, a great opportunity for me to talk to him. And mystudio.net is an excellent idea, and it's a great opportunity for up-and-coming artists that haven't had the opportunity to be in an actual studio and get into the booth and, lay your tracks and put your vocals together and, really get that studio environment experience. Current locations of mystudio.net is Hollywood, California, Tempe, Arizona, and Nashville, Tennessee.
And for more information on the website and what it actually is, the website address is www.mystudio.net. And again, that's www.mystudio.net. And for my current interviews and past interviews, hit my website up at www.spud2tightmusic.ning.com. And I'm also available on iTunes as a podcast. So you can go to iTunes Store, click on the podcast, and type in Producer's Corner with Spud Too Tight. Click on my image, and you can listen to my current and past interviews as well. And for my email address, you can hit me up at spud2tight@gmail.com for questions and suggestions. And I want to thank everybody for joining in and listening in. Until next time, you guys keep it tight. Peace.